couple items about the spawning update and the GPA assessment are not essential to do now, and plus they're pretty important topics that we want to be able to spend some time on. We've worked pretty hard here the last couple days. In fact, we've all been working pretty hard the last few months on a lot of these topics. And we had originally planned to give you more of these types of management plan updates in our normal course of the commission schedule, but they've had to take a back seat because of all the action items that we've been talking about. So I just want to give you a heads up that we had many others planned in the original schedule for the commission that we're going to be playing some catch up on the rest of the year, both fisheries and some of our game management plans. But obviously we had to figure out how to fit our agenda items within the schedule that we had. So we'll be getting a few more of those to you as summer goes on here and on into fall. The last page in your booklet is the summary of the license sales where we are right now. You can take a look at that at your leisure. Won't spend a whole lot of time other than say that we're disappointed that the resident angler license sales haven't bounced back better than they have. In contrast, it seems like the non-resident sales have bounced back a little bit better. And so we're not really sure what's going on there. We certainly lost some opportunity in April with the weather that we had, but we're still holding out hope that we'll get some additional sales. And this is one of those things that we're going to focus efforts on in the next month or so, is to go back and identify those anglers who purchased a license last year but haven't yet purchased one this year, and hopefully draw their attention to some of the opportunities that are out there, and hopefully get them back into the mix this year of enjoying the great angling opportunities we have out there. In addition, we just had our elk drawing, and I'm not sure if your phone has rang yet, but as we've talked many times, supply and demand are far different places when it comes to our elk hunting opportunity. I had a chance to have a visit with a unsuccessful archery elk hunter applicant just a couple days ago, and I feel for him. But in the end, we only have so many licenses, and we have thousands of people that are interested in obtaining those licenses. If you get any calls, please feel free to seek some assistance from staff in getting them the best explanation we can. One thing I will tell you is the cubing of preference points had an impact on drawings, and I had planned to talk about that a little bit with you, but we'll save that conversation until July. But it did shift who was successful in obtaining those licenses. It was somewhat dramatic, but it wasn't a fix, because we still had certain individuals that had the maximum number of preference points within a season that still didn't get a license. So there is no fix in the end for this when we have such a dichotomy between supply and demand. But again, we'll spend some time visiting about that.
But it shifted the right direction.
Yes, it did. If I remember correctly, I looked at the most sought after unit, which is that H2, that big unit. Last year we had a half a dozen licenses that went to people that had six or less preference points. Nobody in that group got one this year because they had so few beans in the jar once you start cubing 24. Kevin, you're good at math. What's that? See, he's good at math. Ballpark of 12,000 beans in the jar versus if you had three, that means you'd get to what, 9 or 27. So it worked. We'll spend some more time talking about that. Is there anything on commissioners' minds you'd like to visit about before we kind of wrap up here? Yep. One last thing, with your permission, yes. Mr. Chairman.
Please.
We have it's an important day. It's the start of a new period in a number of our staff. June 8th tends to be a popular day when some of our staff retire, and I think we have 5 just in the Wildlife Division.
Wow.
We have one that we talked about yesterday, Paul Maminga, and we have another one who's an essential key and has been a big part of the success we've enjoyed as an agency, particularly in the Wildlife Division, and that's Regional Supervisor Mike Kintai. Mike has been a member of the leadership team within the Wildlife Division since I was fortunate enough to secure the position that I have right now 11 years ago. Everybody has a role on a leadership team. We have big thinkers. Emmett comes up with idea after idea after idea. And we have guys like Mike who inject a little reality. That doesn't mean that means everything goes down the tube. But we do need to have different people to be successful, to help with the ideas and help getting the reality check. And Mike has provided that for us. Mike and I go way back. We went to school together. In fact, I have often said, and you may have even heard me say, that he kind of towed me along and got me through that undergraduate program at SDSU. That may not be totally true, but what is true is he taught me how to play cribbage and eat ice cream. You remember doing that, Mike? You still, yeah. But beyond that, Mike's been a great friend, and he's been a great mentor of mine. When I first came into the department, he was here working here. But he's got some exciting things ahead of him. Going to the ranch, the way I understand it, it's going to be helping out, and it's an exciting time for him to get out and do that. But the way I understand it, he's also going to be spending a little bit of time in the park, helping Katie out with making sure we have compliance with our regulations in Custer State Park. So I do have one more of these solid gold medallions.
Right.
And Mike, if you wouldn't mind coming up here, please, and accept this on behalf of the department, the commission, and the citizens of South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Just a couple of quick words. Thank you very much. It's been an exciting career. I don't regret any part of it. It is a little sad to leave the department now. I'm not sure what I'm going to put on for clothes tomorrow. Got pretty used to pulling out the brown pants and tan uniform shirt. So, but things kind of aligned this year with the fire in the park and impact to our family ranch that just made things the right time. So I'm still going to be around, but now I'm going to be on the other side of the table, a private rancher, and I'll be stopping in, suggesting things maybe. Looking forward to my landowner preference elk tag every year. And I am going to stay in the park and stay active there. It's kind of coming full circle for me because that's kind of where I started, met my wife there. It's going to be fun to go back and do a little bit there. I'm looking forward to the May commission meetings. I talked to Russ a little bit this year. I'm going to try to set it up so the commissioners can come out to the ranch right there at the park and hunt turkeys at that time. Try to do some work down there to make it better. They get first shot. But
shotgun, they can use a bow.
Yeah. But it has been my extreme pleasure to work for the department for 32 years, and no regrets. Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations, Mike. It'll be good to call you a fellow rancher now.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go. Nice job. Okay. Well, that's a good stopping point, I think, right there. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor may leave the premises.